when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Good evening, everyone. Today you've tuned into maybe the most special show that we've ever had here at Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie Miller. I'm the founder of Blood River Radio. This tonight, extremely special. This will be our one-year anniversary on Blood River. I'm so honored and so awed in what we've done. I have chills. It's extremely special to me. Now, people, if you will, you know the drill. We're going to bow our heads. We're going to go to prayer. And then we're going to bring, immediately after the prayer, we're bringing the man on. We're going to bring Sam Bushman on. He's the owner, the founder of Liberty News Radio. He did it against all odds. He mortgaged his house. You'd have no idea what the man went through. He went through more than we did to get our radio show going. Anyway, just hang tough because it's really emotional. Dear God, thank you so much for letting us come through with this radio station. Thank you for protecting me, my family, and my friends. This year, it's been one solid year, oh Lord, since we pledged our money, pledged our honor, pledged our time and our lives to try and do your work, oh Lord. God, you know better than anybody that we are so far from perfection. It's pathetic. But Lord, we can become perfect through the blood of Jesus Christ. And we do claim the blood of Jesus Christ to wash away all of our sins. We have pledged this radio show, oh Lord, to fight against the Satan. And that's what we're doing. We're not saying we're going to win, because like Jacob would say, we're not commanded to win, oh Lord. We're commanded to stay here and fight with our last drop of our blood, the last breath that we have in our body, and come hell or high water, Almighty God, that's what we're going to do. And oh Lord, we pledge our honor and we ask everything that we do in Jesus Christ's name, your son, your only son, you sent here to earth. He died on the cross to save us while we were yet sinners. I ask all this in Jesus' name, man. Thank you so much, people, for bowing your heads. Now, people, I would like to bring on the friend of friends, a man who has struggled with us. He's allowed us such a wide latitude. He's never hindered us. He's always helped us. To this day, he advises me on every single show we ever have. He advises. He's giving me advice even this night right here, because sometimes I get overwhelmed and overloaded. Sam, my man, my brother, my younger brother in arms, my genius brother in arms, come on and
I'm here,
tell
my
us,
friend.
Tell us like it is.
Thanks for having me. It's a delight to be part of our joint sacred cause to defend the principles, to defend the rights, to defend the really purposes of God. And that's what we're doing. And we believe it. We're engaged in a sacred cause. We believe we're engaged in a battle that began before the world was, where Satan was cast out. We're in that battle today. That battle has not subsided. It's only become more brutal. And we pray we're on the Lord's side, who will do our very best to carry forward based on principle. We will not call good evil or evil good. We will call good good and evil evil. And we will stand in the gap for the sacred cause of liberty. That we will do. We must do. And you know what? We're going to be doing our very best until the Savior Jesus Christ returns. And the only question left is, hey, where will you be, ladies and gentlemen? What will you do for the sacred cause of liberty? What will you do to ensure that the next generations have liberty, prosperity, stability, and safety? It's a perilous times out there, folks. We're in perilous times. But you know what? We, the people standing together under the banner of Jesus Christ, we will not lose. I agree with Eddie. It's not ours to win. it is Jesus Christ's to win, the true Son of God. But it is our opportunity to say, do we want to join in his sacred cause? And the answer for me is a resounding yes, Eddie.
My God, Sam, you have chills up and down my spine. No one can say it like Sam. Thank you so much, Sam. Thank you, my brother, my sacred brother. Me and Sam and all the people on Liberty News, all of his guys, all of his brothers, all of his younger brothers and older brothers like myself, Sam is totally right. We're fighting against evil. We're going to fight till our last breath. And we might not be. Jesus will win. He will win in the end.
And we may be part of expendable. His cause. Hey, Jacob, what do you say, sir?
I say amen to that. It is absolutely a spiritual war above and beyond any and all the venerable efforts of men like yourself, Sam, and guys like Eddie, who have been in this fight for so much longer. I mean, when I was in diapers still, you know, Eddie was doing his thing, and I know Eddie's got at least a couple of years on you, Sam, but you've been at it for a lot longer than I have too. And even though I say all the time, I never get tired of saying what an honor it is to be able to be in the trenches with guys like you.
Now, it's kind of interesting. Eddie is a lot older than I am. I mean, a lot, people. All right. But understand that I've been in the freedom fight a lot longer than Eddie. He's like my kid.
True. Now, if you count the street, I started in 1958 in the streets. But true, Sam has been doing it. Sam's been in radio before I even knew the radio existed. That's true, Sam. Sam's the man.
I've been doing radio since 1991, people.
1990. Oh, Lord. It's a long time ago, but it's not a long time ago. And by the way, Jacob, in case you didn't hear, tonight is our one-year anniversary. Actually, the 6th of October of last year. So this was one day away from our anniversary. Get this, people. Get this. We have a man on the ground, boots on the ground. We're going to bring him on the second segment. His name is Matt Goodwin. He is an official member of Blood River Radio. He's a co-host of Blood River Radio. As you well people know, our primary, our core objective in this show, of course, is fighting evil, fighting Satan. It's fighting against global white genocide. And our poster child for that is South Africa. How special could it be? One year, people, after the inauguration of this show, we have a man in South Africa, and he's going to be calling in tonight. He's going to be calling in with a boer who's in Veldtlander, so he's got to be careful about what he says. But how special is that? Jacob, how special are you and Sam and Lee? The only person not on board tonight will be Mr. Marine Jeans, Gene Andrews, another brother I love so much. You know, another thing special to us, Sam, and I know Sam knows.
It symbolizes 104 hours of solid radio.
Yeah, I tell you what, and I have to stop and think, did we really do it? Are we really doing it? We are, and we're going to continue doing it. And Sam knows a plan I've got. Well, people, hang on to your seat. We're going to bring our other co-host on, Matt, and it's going to be me, Matt, Lee, Jacob. And God bless you, people. Hang on. We're coming right back with a special show from you.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
kosher, certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying shh? Let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this. The Kosher Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities. And it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC. Not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Well, people, welcome right back. You're listening to Blood River Radio. In case you didn't tune in the first segment, it is October the 5th, the year of 2019, the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jacob, you know, we're getting ready to bring Matt on. Matt's up right now. Jacob, how do you feel about being a part of the first anniversary? Tonight is the first anniversary. 1 year. We survived a year. Blood River Radio survived 1 year, Jacob. And I'm asking this too. It's two-pronged questions. How do you feel about that? And how do you feel about we have an official member of Blood River Radio, an official co-host in South Africa right now, and that's our flagship issue. How's that strike you, Jacob?
Well, it is really amazing to me how God multiplies our efforts. I mean, when you approached me about getting involved, there was just an idea at that point. You were just saying, I've been doing this work with the political cesspool for all this time, and I'm just ready to do my own thing. I want to be Eddie Unplugged, you know, paraphrasing you a little bit there, but, you know, it was just a concept, and I was like, fantastic, I'm honored, you know, count me in, and then the next thing I know, we're on the air, and now here we are a year later. So it's amazing on two levels. It's amazing how the time flies. That never ceases to amaze me. And it's amazing too how God is, just in the short time that I've been working together, taken your humble offerings, your efforts, and multiplied it to such an extent that not only do we have a fantastic team of guys working together here under your leadership, but we actually have a brother in arms, a fantastic Christian guy, and hardcore as they come guy like Matt, who's actually putting his money where his mouth is, going over there to a dangerous place like South Africa so that he can see firsthand witness with his own eyes the issues that are near and dear to all of our hearts. So it's very exciting. It's an exciting time to be alive, and it's an exciting, I couldn't think of a more exciting first ever gig, as it were, in live radio to be involved in.
Jacob, I'll tell you what, I feel the same way now. Matt, how do you feel, son? How does it feel to be not only a member of Blood River Radio, and you know the flagship issue we have as well as anybody, how does it feel to be in South Africa on the year? Listen, with our 1 year anniversary, how does that feel?
I've got cold chills. It's a blessing from God.
to be here on our one-year anniversary, and I've got a special guest here. I've got a special treat for our audience. But I'm just going to leave it at that right now and just tell you I'm very thankful to be here at this time. And I hope you can hear me. I'm going to go ahead and apologize if there's any muffled noise or sounds. I will.
Jacob, I hope we didn't lose Matt, but it's understandable why he's having a little trouble. Jacob, come back and converse with Matt like he's there. What questions would you have for Matt in case he's listening?
Certainly. Like we're saying, folks, Matt's over in South Africa right now. So wonders of modern technology that we're able to connect, all the way across oceans in the way that we are and do so on live radio, no less. But some technical glitches here and there come with the territory. So, Matt, if you can hear us at all, what's going on over there? I know it must be exciting. Obviously, you haven't been hurt or anything like that. Praise God. We know it's a dangerous area over there. And I guess my first question would be, we all hear stuff about what's going on over there, but what are your first impressions? I mean, is it living up to the reputation? Do you feel like you haven't seen anything yet? Just in that vein, tell us what your thoughts are.
Matt, did we lose you, son? Well, it looks like we're going to try to. Sam is going to do everything he can to try to get Matt back. But people, if you realize, Matt right now he's nowhere near Cape Town. He's nowhere real around Johannesburg. He's out in the middle of nowhere. We were hoping and praying that he could connect. He said he's at the M3, whatever it is. I don't know. I think they're working on something 5 now. But if we can get him back, if anyone can do it, Sam will do it. But if we can't get him back, we'll just soldier on without him. Maybe he'll be at a place later tonight, before his hour goes. But listen, Jacob, let's go back to. Okay. I'll tell you what, Jacob. So excited.
Absolutely. It's met my expectations. It has blown me away, the vastness of it, the expansiveness of the land, the terrain. The people are genuine, and so many of them that I've met are Christian brothers and sisters. And as I said, I have a very special guest, a very good treat for our audience tonight.
Fantastic. We're excited. You there, Pappy?
Yeah, we're here. We're here. We're waiting on Matt.
Okay, he was just coming in loud and clear on my end.
So,
can you hear him?
Tonight, I want to introduce to our audience a man I've met. His name's Marcus. His family was at Blood River on the very battle. And I'm going to hand him over to y'all, and y'all can ask him questions and talk to him. But let him tell the audience his story. Here he is. I introduce to you my friend Marcus.
Marcus, hello, Marcus. How are you doing tonight, fella?
We're doing fine. We are biting the cold for better signal outside.
Well, Marcus, I got to tell you something. I have chills. I'm near crying. I'm sure Matt told you how this radio station came about, Blood River Radio. We named it Blood River Radio. We named it after in honor of your ancestors. Matt just told us that you have ancestors that fought Blood River. We are 1 year old today. So you are on our 1 year anniversary. So I want you to know that. So tell us a little bit about your background. Matt tells us that you are from around the Johannesburg area.
Yes. I was born in the Western Transvaal, which is now the Northwest Province. Can't remember a lot about it. And then we moved to a small town, which is in the Eastern Transvaal, to go and live with my grandmother while my mother raised me. My father spent his years in the army. And then it came to schooling, and we went to more or less the Johannesburg area. And I've been there all my life up until my whole schooling. Then I went to university back again to the Western Transvaal area. And now I'm back in the Johannesburg area working.
I'd like to say again, Mark, thank you for coming on and And thank God. I just cannot believe it's if you can only imagine how hard it is. It's surreal to us here at Blood River Radio, me and all my crew. We pledged everything. We pledged our lives. We pledged our time, our money. We fought against all odds. Sam Bushman, the owner of Liberty News Radio, he syndicates our show. He sacrificed everything. I cannot believe the name Blood River came to me in a dream. I got to tell people this. I know a lot of our people have heard it. I'm so emotional. I mean, it seems like one show gets more, every show gets more and more emotional. Over a year ago, I was in a camp in Tennessee, hunting camp, and the name Blood River came to me. And it's like little brother Jacob earlier said, it was only an idea then. But then I felt possessed to get this radio show because I felt like somebody had to speak up for you and your people in South Africa. And in 1 year later, on our anniversary, we have a man who is calling in from South Africa. We have a co-host on Blood River Radio, boots on the ground. That's God Almighty. I tell you, that's God working. I don't care what anybody says. Satan is taking an ass kicking right now. We have pledged our sacred honor to leave the radio studio, to go in the streets. We have far exceeded anything I even thought we could do. And Mark, you're a part of that, brother. Now, let me ask you this. Now, tell us about, well, we're going to, hang on. When we come back, Mark, I want to ask you about some of your ancestors.
Okay, perfect.
Be right back after a break, people.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump said he'll formally object to Congress's impeachment inquiry, even as he acknowledges the House Democrats have the votes to proceed. The White House was expected to send a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, arguing that Congress cannot conduct an impeachment investigation without first having the vote to authorize it. The letter was expected to say the administration will not cooperate with the probe without that vote being done. Trump said the resolution would likely pass, but predicts it will backfire on the Democrats over this election season.
I do believe that because of what they're doing with Pelosi and their real leaders, AOC plus three, I really believe that they're going to pay a tremendous price at the polls.
When Pelosi announced that the White House was initiating the inquiry, she did not seek the consent of the full chamber, as was done for impeachment proceedings into former presidents Richard Nixon and Bill Clinton. This is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by the NICB. American property and casualty insurance companies are being robbed to the tune of $40 billion a year. According to the FBI, fraud is the culprit. And these criminals are not just stealing from insurers, they're stealing from everyday Americans. That is, until now. The nation's property and casualty insurers have made significant fraud-fighting investments within their companies, such as creating special investigative units. These units investigate suspicious insurance claims and work with law enforcement agencies and the National Insurance Crime Bureau, or NICB, to track down insurance criminals. NICB Public Affairs Director Frank Scafidi.
These criminals will stop at nothing to commit fraud, from staging auto accidents to roofing and towing scams, even workers' compensation slip and falls. Think of your family, your coworkers, your neighbors. All are potential victims. NICB works with special investigative units to keep you and the ones you love most safe.
Find out how you can protect yourself at NICB.org.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders' campaign has finally admitted officially that he had a heart attack. His campaign confirmed in a statement released that the Vermont senator was diagnosed with myocardial infraction, otherwise known as a heart attack, when he went to the hospital in Las Vegas. He was then treated with two stents for a blocked artery in his heart. The senator's campaign also said in a statement that he walked out of feeling great and looking forward to getting back to the campaign. President Donald Trump has asked for a substantial cut in the National Security Council staff, according to Bloomberg. The step was described by some as part of an effort from the White House to make its foreign policy arm leaner. The request to do so was conveyed to officials by current White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien earlier in the week. The reductions at the agency, which currently employs 310 people, will be carried out through attrition. The report did not mention the exact number by which Trump is looking to cut the agency's staff. This is USA Radio News.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Well, people, we're right back. Once again, hoping I'm not beating a dead horse, but it just seems surreal that we have this radio show tonight. And I hope you've been tuning in, because I can't go back and explain it, because we can't waste the valuable time of Mark. Mark, God bless you, son. Go ahead and tell your story. Let us roll. What's it feel like to be a direct descendant of the Vortrekkers that fought the Battle of Blood River?
Well, it's quite surreal. As I've told Matthew, as a little boy, I used to climb into a certain upper closet in a house, which I grew up in. And right there, stuck at the back, my father had some memorabilia from the Blood River. He had some Zulu assegais and what we would call knopkiris, which is like a walking stick with a big head, a knob on the top. And just looking at all, knowing this is living history that I can touch with my fingertips, but I dared not move them out. Looking at them, yeah. And the sad thing is, there was break-ins. They had stolen a lot of it, but we have one left. And now it's such a touchy subject that my father has hidden that one away. I don't even know where it is. I've seen it only once since then. And, if you look at it, it's surreal. You can even see blood droplets on the blade, dried blood droplets. So, yes, sad that we've lost some of it, but we have retained some of it, and it's living memory to have it, as I've said earlier today to Matthew, as most history is actually held by the Boer in the hands as compared to not being in state museums. And I think that's where the history lives forth. They can rewrite history books, but if you have the story to tell and you can hold the piece, it's quite something different.
That's so incredible. Jacob, what do you have to say? Do you have any questions for Mark, Jacob?
I've got a thought here. I don't know about everyone out there listening, but I know for someone like myself who's a little bit younger, there was a point where I had to really start considering why South Africa was so important to us. And, you know, it's easy to get caught into this or wrapped up in this mode of thinking that, you know, just not that's the only thing that matters or whatever, but just, you know, by nature, we're pretty insular in our focus in regards to what's going on in the world. And, you know, every people of every country tends to have a pretty or a somewhat exclusive view about their own history. Here again, I don't think anyone actually has any kind of an active thought process of only my history matters or whatever, but we tend to just focus in on that. And there was a point where it really clicked with me how significant the history of South Africa was, you know, because, I mean, here in America, of course, we talk about the American Revolution and the First and Second Great Awakening and all this water under the bridge leading up to that. And so it was a new level of appreciation for me to realize, wow, yeah, I mean, like some of our ancestors that left Europe, you know, fleeing persecution in Europe, some of them came here to the Americas and some of them went to Africa. And the more I thought about it and looked into it, the more I realized just how incredibly similar to our own story their story was. And when you look into it, you start seeing all kinds of similar instances of divine intervention and miraculous provision. And Blood River, the Battle of Blood River, is just one of those instances. I mean, it seems to me, just as someone who's, you know, as an American, Marcus, you know, that incident seems to me almost like it's as significant to you guys as like the battles of Lexington and Concord are to us. I mean, would that be a pretty apt comparison? Is the Battle of Blood River that influential and foundational in you guys' history?
I would say it's one of it's a major one. It's one of spiritual significance. It was one where the odds were stacked against us. There was a mist in the air. The guns wasn't supposed to fire, and they all fired. Gunpowder is drawn to moisture. So we all know that there was godly intervention that saved us there. I'm here today speaking to you due to that. And yes, there are quite a lot of similarities. The pioneering spirit. Just to add, maybe something interesting. As I told Matthew today, Paul Kruger was a little boy at that same Blood River. And I've got one of his books where he writes where they went over the mountains with that pioneering spirit. Now, I'm paraphrasing American word that's most popular is that pioneering spirit. And he described how barren the landscape is, like a semi-desert. And at that stage, he had no idea what he was looking into. It could have gotten a lot worse, but they kept on pushing. And I see that same pioneering spirit, all for faith, love, and God. That's what pushed them, got them through. And the same, they turned to God when they were at their most weakest.
You mentioned that pioneering spirit, that self-same pioneering spirit, you know, was like an outgrowth of the faith of our fathers, you know, in God. Mm. And there's a book. It reminds me of this book that a fellow in America here wrote called "Bible in Pocket, Gun in Hand," and the subtitle of it is "The Story of Frontier Religion." And he, of course, is talking about American settlers and everything. But that you know, that's very much you guys' legacy as well. And that's just so incredibly fascinating to me because, like I said, I don't know if it's human nature being what it is. I would think it's similar for you guys over there too. But you know, it's one of those things that you don't really think of the importance of on your own. And then at some point, you either meet somebody or you hear about something, or maybe you read an article online or see a documentary or whatever, and then that opens your mind up to this whole other world. And that's just so incredible to think about the parallel historical and prophetic legacies and the outgrowth and the development of the histories of our two nations. And coming from an Anglo-Israel perspective myself, it's even more fascinating to me because, you know, here in America, or those of us that are in those circles of thought, talk about how America was like, you know, we view that as kind of like, or not kind of, we absolutely view it as fulfillment of prophecies in the Bible about the formation of the New Jerusalem. And it seems like the developments in you guys' country has very much the same levels of like prophetic significance and everything too. So that's an area of deep fascination to me, and in terms of like how all of that runs parallel to each other, and just seeing how God was moving and working in both of these places in the world at the same time.
Yeah, yes, faith and religion, Christian belief in God was prominent for the old Boers, and I think you can search this up. I think South Africa has the second highest amount of towns named after towns in Israel, like Bethlehem, etc. Don't quote me on it, but that shows a lot. And you can, I know, so, like my father and the generations before them, they were drawn particularly to old American cowboy type of films. And I think right there you can sense there's a similarity. Why are they drawn to that and not a kung fu movie, per se? They see something, and it's there and it's here. It's our Wild West. I don't know what you're supposed to call it, but it's guns and God. It's simple.
Mm. One other question that comes to mind too, you know, here in America, we get guilt tripped an awful lot for the alleged crimes of our ancestors and pertaining to the indigenous people that lived here before. And of course, you know, one of the things we talk about on this show from time to time, or at least reference, is first off, it's not really factually true that Amerindians and folks like that were the only indigenous inhabitants. There's actually, even in secular circles, there's a growing amount of acknowledgement in the archaeological community and in the scientific community that the evidence is just piling up that it was actually whites who were in America even before the Amerindians, and the Amerindians probably genocided the whites thousands of years ago. So, and I've read a little bit about how, and you know, I know you guys get guilt tripped for the same thing, and people here in America, like when we talk about, hey, look, guys, South Africa is ground zero for what the leftists and the lemmings of liberalism want to do here. You know, this is a major reason why you should be paying attention to this. And a lot of people will make snide remarks like, well, you know, they same thing there. They brutalized and victimized the poor African people over there, and they're just getting what's coming to them. And
well, Jacob and Marcus, we're going to a break. We'll be right back, and we're going to let Jacob fly. Thank you so much, Jacob, for coming on. And when we come back, we're going to let Lee ask a few questions to our incredible guest, Marcus, from South Africa. So hang on, people. We'll be right back in just a minute.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I ask you, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans will spend their entire lifetime purchasing food from the supermarkets while having no idea that almost every packaged food product on the grocery shelves is certified kosher. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics, politics, and our identity. In an effort to promote awareness to the kosher question, developers have published an app for your smartphone that features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Kosher-tified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at thekosherquestion.com. With the cesspool of politics getting even deeper these days, why not leave the swamp and start eating in favor of your own interests? Check out thekosherquestion.com today and download the app.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
The Innis is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Well, people, you should hate yourself if you're just now tuning in because you've missed an hour, almost an hour. This is Blood River Radio's first year anniversary. We survived the whole year, and we have our wonderful, precious co-host, Matt Goodwin, is in South Africa as we speak, and he has secured us. When Matt went over there, said, do what you got to do, son, but I want a boar on the radio, a real live, sure enough, official boar. And we have one. His name is Marcus on the radio tonight. And now, Marcus, we have another one of our co-hosts is chomping at the bit to talk to you. His name is Lee Cochran, and he's been listening very patiently. And we've had a lot of people want to talk to you tonight. That's why you're having to speak to so many people. Go ahead, Lee.
Oh, yes, Marcus. What advice would you give to the Americans? I know y'all don't have guns over there, because they're trying to take us from here with all these strange shootings we're having. What advice would you have for Americans about guns?
It's not a simple answer, I suppose, because you're getting battered from all sides, and we all know it's lies and semi-truths taken all askew. Well, definitely the first thing is you need to get the truth out there. What you're doing on this radio station is important. Get people more to listen to it. And just go for the fake news. Go for the throat. And don't give them an inch. If they take an inch today, tomorrow they want another inch and another inch and another inch. And they'll never give it back. Even if it's under special conditions, this and that, look at where we are now. We have to go through a lot of loopholes, costs, anything and everything, just to get legal guns, while the illegal guns are roaming around like you wouldn't believe. The solution for the American government is not to go this route and restrict the arms. Debunk those lies. I mean, the whole attack is to get the guns out of your hands. But since when does a criminal ever, I'm talking about a real criminal, since when do they ever oblige to any law? If doesn't matter if the law says you can have a gun or not have a gun, they will have a gun illegally. So you guys need to stick to your guns, basically.
Oh, well, amen. That's a great answer. Matt, do you want to say anything?
Matt? I'm here.
Oh, yeah. Matt, did you want to ask a question?
Well, my question would be, what kind of future do you see for the people, the white people here in South Africa?
I think what's happening for us here in South Africa has never been a good thing. But we are at a disadvantage, and you Americans are at an advantage to a lot of things like guns and amount of people. But what do I see for us? I see actually people starting to band together and waking up to what is happening, and it's going to be a rude awakening, but we will get through this, and it's the good that will come out of the bad. But if I can plead with the Americans, is please don't go this way. I can see we are, as South Africans, we are moving back to our fathers and great-grandfathers, our forefathers of Blood River. And it's going to force those that has got a cold heart or a lukewarm heart towards God, it's going to warm it up. So, but currently as it is, it's not looking good, but good will come out of it. I can see it slowly happening, and take heart on that side, and keep what you have and fight for it. You're going to need it.
Marcus, I have a quick comment. You struck one of my chords. You mentioned God, God's will. Let me tell you what. Everybody in this radio show, we know who the enemy is. The enemy is Satan. We're fighting against Satan. And the people, the evil people, don't have to worry. Right now, they're reveling. They're having a good time. We have homosexuals in the street here in Memphis. We have just, you know, liberalism, feminism, transsexualism, bestiality, anything you name it, it's fine. They're living good. The people under attack right now, Marcus, are the good Christian white people, the white Christian people that brought Christianity into the world. He's taken it all around the world. That's how we know in my opinion, I'm going to run it by you. That's how we know, we should know that we are God's people. We are God's chosen people. The Christians of the world are God's chosen people. That's why we're hated so much. That's why we're facing so many attacks right now. That's why the entire world is against us. That's why there's white genocide going on in South Africa right now. That's why there's ethnic cleansing in Eastern Europe, the United States, and Canada. So I think my question is to you, Marcus, do you think that the reason the people in South Africa are under so much hate and so much attacks right now and are threatened with genocide, but because you are basically a Christian nation, like Rich Hamblin said, that y'all are more have more Christianity over there right now than we do. Do you think, in your opinion, do you agree with me that the reason you're under so much trouble right now, under so much duress, is because Satan and all his demons from hell are trying to destroy the Christian people in South Africa? What do you think about that?
Absolutely. I mean, our forefathers made a covenant, and this Satan will try his best for us to move away from that promise, because if you don't keep a covenant with God, you're in deep waters. Definitely a full-out attack, and he's definitely coming for Christians, and that's what the attack is all about. It's good Christian, conservative, God's people. As simple as that.
You know, Marcus, also, and I'm going to make one more comment, and we'll go back to Matt. If you notice, our government here in the United States is totally given over to Satan. We have the most satanic, most corrupt government in the history of the world. If there's one, I'll say at least, there's never been a more corrupt government, more evil government, more anti-God government than the government we have here in the United States of America. And that's why we are under attack by Satan and his minions in the government. And how much longer we'll be able to have radio stations like this, I don't know. But you know what? Like Matt said, like I said, like Sam says, we're not here, Marcus, I don't know what you're feeling, but we're not here necessarily to win. In the end, Jesus is going to win. Whether or not we win the war, I don't know, but we're going to get to heaven because we are not bowing in to Satan. We're not giving in to Satan. And before we run out of time, I'd like to get my dear spirit son, my dear brother, Matt, on to chime in for another question or another comment, and then we'll let Lee wrap it up.
Okay. So, what's the question?
I was just telling Marcus that I think the reason they're under so much attacks there, so many attacks in South Africa, is because, like us, they are the true people, the true chosen people, the Christians of the world. Satan is not attacking his enemies. He's attacking the people that have renounced him and all of his ways, the people who have pledged to be good Christians, who worship the Jesus Christ. That's why I asked Marcus if he thinks that's why white people of the world, like us Christians, are under such an attack. What do you think about that, Matt?
I think it is, but I think Marcus would agree with me, but I'm going to ask him. Marcus, how much is our people, what kind of advice would you have for them about getting back to the land?
Sure. Advice getting back to the land. That's what I've been doing this whole weekend. There's multiple. There's financial, get out of debt. It's a burden on the Americans, get out of debt. But then get yourself financially free and see if you can. I know it's a tall order, but even if you can get four or five of your friends and go to the countryside. If you are where you are financially, use that finances, that engine room, wherever you may be, New York City, wherever. And if you do have a garden, start there, start practicing there. But the true wealth and health, everything starts with the land. Wasn't that what drew a lot of people to America? It was land.
Marcus, we're about to run out of time. Before we go, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for getting this show together, for getting you on tonight. God Almighty brought you to the microphone tonight. God Almighty brought Blood River here. It's just God's. It's divine. People, you're witnessing a miracle. You're witnessing divine intervention. And I love you, Marcus. I love our little co-host, Matt. I miss him so bad. And so now, since we're about to run out of time, I'm going to turn the mic over to Lee. Take us away. Any questions you have for our distinguished guest, Marcus?
Well, you know, the godless communist Chinese are, anyway, I hear the music. But it's just so, they're evil too. They're Satan. Their leadership is all Satan. But anyway, I guess we better wrap it up.
Well, thank you so much, Lee. We ran out of time a little faster than I thought we normally do. People, hang on to your hats. We've got another Dynamite Show coming on in the second hour. We're bringing on Ike Baker and the Mississippi chairman for the League of the South. Be right back.